For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, it's St. Patrick's Day. Yay. We're so Irish. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. I just assume that the music's playing.
I can't hear Travis as well now as I was when he was testing, but that's okay.
How about now?
Much better.
That original sound for musicians is recalibrated.
Definitely.
I hear everything.
Definitely on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. We have a built-in drinking game for this podcast. If you're not aware of it, anytime any of us says original sound for musicians, finish your drink.
So. Original sound for musicians.
No!
Oh, God.
I gotta go to the bar again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm. My name is Travis.
Hey, Travis. I'm Brandon. Nice to meet you.
Travis. Nice to meet you, Brandon.
Yeah, Chelsea. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Travis, Chelsea and I are in the same room, and yes. we are right next to each other.
I can't tell.
But because of the way the room is shaped and the level of my desk to my cameras.
It's very confusing. It's like an M.C. Escher. Oh, no, Travis.
Yeah.
Whose hand is that?
We two cameras right next to each other, cropped to where it looks like we're in separate areas, but we're legitimately in the same spot.
Which I'm sure for the video audience, if you go to Apathetic Enthusiasm's YouTube channel, youtube.com/apathetic enthusiasm, don't forget to like and subscribe, hit that bell notification so you get notified when we, you know, do a new episode. For them, I'm sure it looks great. For me in Zoom right now, just to kind of peel back the curtain.
That's right.
I can see Chelsea perfectly centered in the frame.
Perfect.
And half of Brandon's face looking awkwardly in a different direction.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to communicate
tonight.
I'm basically going to talk to Chelsea and then Brandon will be here too.
Well, mostly half of Brandon on the side. I'm producing, basically. That's why I'm off to the side. It's the Travis and Chelsea
a bad
show.
Smell is what you're doing.
I did fart a bunch of times before we started.
Oh, my gosh.
In the biz, we call that priming the studio.
Oh, that's so gross.
Travis, so I'm gonna take a step back. You know, I've done a lot of talking with you over the years. I've done a lot of talking with Chelsea over the years. Here's what I want to do this episode. I want to let you guys do a little chatting. Just chat it up.
Man, I have nothing. Hey, Travis, you want to talk about Brandon?
Yeah. Your name? Yeah, let's just talk about Brandon for 45 minutes.
No, somebody told me they had a schedule of things they wanted to talk about. I know that wasn't a lie. Surely we have a schedule.
I'm very curious if there are different forms of media that we have both consumed recently.
There are. If you go to Blue Sky, apathusiast.bsky.social.
I have watched this podcast 16 times since last week.
Travis, I think if you go to Instagram, you might be able to find
Apathetic underscore enthusiasm on Instagram.
Oh, shoot. Is there an email, Chelsea?
Yep. Sure is. There is one.
Yeah, what is the name of the show?
Is it apathetic enthusiasm show@gmail.com? Oh my gosh. Nailed it. Everybody drink. Send
all your original sound for musicians. Sorry. send all your spam there. We already talked about YouTube, and big thanks to the patrons over at patreon.com/apathetic enthusiasm, continuing to support our podcasts in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
I would prefer a handwritten letter, but that's just me. I wish someone would send me some snail mail.
But we're not going to give you our address because I don't want you to stalk us.
You have, well, unless that'll you're be a fun little scavenger us, hunt. Find my address.
Unless you're trying to send us free stuff, and then we'll send you our free address. Any companies, we punch in the face. Do that.
Sorry, this is your show. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brandon, back producer, up. Come on.
It is St. Patrick's Day. We're recording this on March 17th. Mm-hmm. It's a Monday. It's when we record. You mentioned scavenger hunts. I came home today and Sienna, our youngest, had done an entire scavenger hunt in our house to like find like a leprechaun or something.
Does she have a leprechaun trap at the end?
She does.
Nice.
She did that.
I just learned about those since I had a child. I never did those when I was growing up.
No, this is completely new to
it
me.
Seems I'd never... mean to me.
Yeah, why would you want to? Why would you want to trap a sentient being?
How many leprechauns are in captivity? Do you think
at your
house?
No, good point. That's a good question.
How many do you have right
seven,
now?
Probably.
So like, tell me about this scavenger hunt, though.
Is the intent to capture the leprechaun in order to steal its gold?
I think so. I think it has all bad intentions.
I mean, do leprechauns invest in crypto?
That's
a good question.
A question for
Please
someone.
Discuss.
Mr. Musk.
How about we do this, Travis? Real quick aside.
Call to action.
Everybody who is listening right now, this is a very special episode. Travis is going to ask us questions to get back into the interview state of mind. So ask us questions.
No, I want to hear about the scavenger hunt.
No, ask us questions.
Chelsea, what do you know about the blockchain?
I'm sorry, my football chains?
Blockchain?
Oh, yeah. If you don't put them on, then your car goes all over the road. That's what I know.
Yeah, during snow season.
Yeah, yeah, it's important during inclement weather.
You do know me well enough to know that I am not up on anything technological, or maybe it's been in the news the last 15 years. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yes, I'm tracking. Yeah,
okay, I thought so.
I'm tracking. I understand.
Dare you, sir? Unless let me ask you about lip gloss.
What do you want to know?
How much is the investor? What's the stock worth on my lip gloss?
The lip gloss stock?
Stock.
The stocks are rising. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
If you go to Ulta Beauty, you can get all sorts of.
Oh my God. I know so much about so much.
I got teenage girls.
I am a girl and I don't know the answer.
That's fair.
A woman. Thank you.
Good job with your pronouns.
Yeah. Happy International Women's Day.
Is it?
Belated.
I celebrate the Ides of March. That passed. That was 2 days ago.
we watched Gladiator.
That Caesar got murdered. Mm-hmm.
No spoilers. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Ugh. That's right. Who I pray to, the ghost of Caesar, not St. Patty. St. Hamburger Patty.
In the last episode, you guys hadn't. finished Gladiator, right?
We have now.
You have now?
Yes.
Still thumbs up on the film?
Oh, is thumbs up bad or good in the Roman Empire?
I always forget. Yeah,
it was a trick question. You caught it.
As per the common people think thumbs up is good, but I think in reality, thumbs down was good. I don't know because I didn't live then.
Thumbs down means kill him. Thumbs up means let him live. Or is it the other way?
I don't know. All I know is that he was like, sell your NFTs.
Busy little bee.
Yeah, busy little bee. And then I had to go to my class and report to my professor who's obsessed with the movie. I watched it. And then she was like, how'd you like it? And my face had trouble holding the smile. And I was like, oh, I did not think this all the way through. I should have thought of a way to say I did like it so much. But instead I was like, it wasn't for me. And then she was like, oh.
Well, F.
Yeah.
And then kicked you out of class.
Pretty much. I felt like I really disappointed her.
What are your thoughts on Gladiator, Travis?
I feel like that's a movie that I saw 20 years ago.
Are you Gladiator? Drake.
It's pick on Travis night on Apathetic.
That wasn't a pick on Travis. No,
you're right, Travis.
It was a sex joke.
I didn't see Gladiator 2.
No, we have not.
I don't even know
either.
If it's out.
It is. I think you can watch it on Peacock.
Peacock? Yeah, no, I haven't watched it. I remember liking Gladiator when it came out, but I have not watched that. I'm not a person that's like...
It holds up, I think.
I watch Gladiator all the time. I don't watch... Was it Braveheart?
I've never seen Braveheart.
Those are... Oh, well, I guess...
They're both with, like, a lot of men who yell a bunch and then people die.
Just because Europe doesn't, like... That part of the world. I just realized where I need to show my eyes on... Travis, you don't know this, but where I need to show my eyes so it looks like I'm looking at you.
Where are you looking?
Yeah.
You're looking over there.
Yeah, for the video, yeah. Because I was like,
I have to look at half of the side of your face.
Yeah.
To build that real connection we're really having a conversation.
You keep looking into just straight into the camera, and I'll look at you on my laptop. Does it look like I'm looking at you?
Listeners don't know that Brandon has 17 computers in here, and he could look in any direction and see himself. This is his perfect room.
Camera one.
There's mirrors everywhere.
Camera two.
Camera one. Camera two.
All right. What else did we watch?
So
because you said, have we watched some of the same media, but we haven't touched on that yet.
Well, let me say this. We have been watching, in honor of St. Paddy's Day, we've been watching It's Always Sunny in
Philadelphia.
Darby O'Gill
and the Little People.
Oh, we haven't been watching it in honor of St. Paddy's Day, but we have just started it from season one. It's Always Sunny
in Philadelphia.
With the boy. Does it start rough. Charlie got molested. Was episode 3. We were like, okay, Dexter, this was Mama's idea, so she can't even say anything.
Yeah.
I do recall, because I do try to catch all of the episodes that I miss that I'm not here for.
Appreciate your patronage.
Yeah, I love it. I think that I love this show. This is great. Yeah.
I'm enthusiastic. Everybody should apathetically.
That just feels like weird side self-promotion. But
I'm for it.
Anyway, yeah, I heard you guys discussing starting Always Sunny with the boy, and
were you confused?
Congrats on that. That's,
you're like, ooh, I raised my children with the Lord. What are they doing over there?
Yeah, no, my kids aren't allowed to watch mainstream media.
They just Steven Universe and Rick and Morty.
Just VeggieTales. And
wait, do your kids watch Rick and Morty? I mean, the ones that want to.
Not really. I have introduced them a little bit. Like Caleb watched 15? Smiling Friends. He's 15, yeah. Yeah, he
Smiling
watched Smiling Friends.
Friends is pretty up there, raunch wise.
So I mean, I assume he could start watching it, and he probably would want to. He watches probably much worse on YouTube now.
Yeah. I don't track my child's YouTube watching. Do you? Not my child, your own.
Intermittently. I check in from time to time.
Or his red tube.
Oh, my God.
Everybody drink. It's another one of those keywords that's become popular since I left the show.
Dexter did come out to outside to me the other day and say, here's what I heard on YouTube. What do we want? Car races. When do we want them? Meow. So I was like, okay. He's looking at cute stuff.
That's good.
On the It's Always Sunny thing, like, so we're in season two now, and he's the first episode. He's like, this isn't as good as the first season.
Yeah, because the first season went real hard. It came in hot.
So my theory about him and It's Always Sunny is he is a very, very good kid, and he doesn't want to say anything controversial. He doesn't want to offend
anybody.
He's a
people pleaser,
right? And so there's something about It's Always Sunny that lets him laugh about people who are completely assholes and be like,
yeah,
these guys, they
it's
are
so
bad.
Over the top that it's funny to him, like, yeah. that anyone would act that way.
Yep.
And I'm like, just wait, Dexter. This is real life.
Which is different. Which is different.
I mean,
when we watched,
I've hung out with Brandon's friends before.
The first time we ever watched Dumb and Dumber with him, he was like, oh, this is too cringy. Ooh.
That's because they're being politically incorrect on accident. I think, you know, when he's watching a movie where of the times, they were making jokes that they thought were funny at
Pretty
the
Bird.
Time. But I think Bird. It's Always Sunny goes above and beyond. Like, they know they're being so awful
that
it's funny.
Yeah.
So we're excited to show them the rest of it.
Yeah, we only got 16 seasons left.
I have not seen most of that show.
Really?
Oh, we should start a podcast.
I'll be Glenn Howerton.
Sure, that's what's lacking.
If you say I'm Sweet D, I'll be so flattered.
You do look like a bird.
So, you know, there was a time where I thought that when Brandon and I had a child, it would just look like a bird. Between the beaks on these two people and the long, skinny legs, I was like, we're going to give birth to a stork. That's the opposite. That's the opposite of what's supposed to happen.
Our baby's going to get going to deliver babies.
The stork brought a baby, but then just decided to stay itself.
So, Travis, we're talking about what we've been watching, but what have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
Lorcana.
I have a question. Do you watch White Lotus?
Yes, normally, but we have not watched the current season.
Right.
Okay.
You're very busy.
No. That's the problem. We're just not in the same place at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're like working these hospital shifts, right?
Switching off. I definitely off with, wait for Brandon to watch it.
Hospital, everybody drink.
Drink. So you and Sheena are living Severance. So you're watching Severance.
Yeah, like we have our innies and our outies, right? So
I've tried Severance and I can't. I don't think I'm smart enough for it. That's my theory.
I am like halfway through the first season of Severance, and I need to catch up.
I need to read a book. I think I need to read a couple books in between to to get up to speed.
What's happening, Travis? Tell us
what is happening. So Sheena started watching a show on Max called The Pit, and it's like a hospital drama that takes place in Pittsburgh. They call the ER The Pit.
It has two T's.
It stars Noah Wiley.
He's notably a hospital drama kind of guy.
Right. He was the new kid on ER when that first started. Now he's the old grizzled, like, lead doctor in the ER.
Sure, he's still
and
Neil Patrick Harris is in it too.
Yeah, he plays the young doctor that they keep calling him Doogie for some reason.
Hey, dudes.
They actually do make a Doogie Howser reference. Good for I think them. In the pit.
You can't work in a hospital and not say Doogie once a day.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
All right, so how far into the pit is she?
Well, so she started it, and then she's like, oh, it's pretty good. So then I started it, and we've been watching it separately, but we're, like, caught up because the finale comes out this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And, it's really good. I guess a lot of doctors and nurses have been praising the show because it's the most accurate depiction of actual, like, work in the ER. And because I've spent half of my life in a hospital right now, maybe that's why it resonates with me a little bit more.
I was gonna say, like, does that not, like, on your break from the hospital, you watch shows about the hospital? Do you not feel like
not
they're
always,
doing that wrong? That person needed 7 cc's. Ugh, this movie is not, this show not accurate.
This guy over here. No, a lot of the time it's while I'm at the hospital, because Allie will be sleeping or something, and then I'll just open up my laptop and watch shows or something. Ignoring her and her needs.
There's a.
Does she hear noises from the TV show and, like, startled awake because it's like, wee, wee, wee? That's what noises
are. I got AirPods.
And then she's like, oh no.
There's a really good hospital drama that I've seen before.
Grey's Anatomy.
No. It's only one season. It was on like BBC Two. Dark Place. I don't know if you've ever watched it.
Oh, gosh. Mm.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
I thought you were
going to
say Children's
Garth
Hospital, Marenghi's but... Garth Marenghi's
Dark Place. You two were buddies.
Are you going to tell... Has this something you guys have talked about before? Or do you need to tell the listener what that is?
You listener, fair listener, go watch the best medical drama.
Know that it's Brandon
ever.
Recommending it. So that will help you understand what the humor is going to be. And if you like Brandon's humor and you can't get enough of it, you should watch Garth with a G, Marenghi's Dark Place.
If you work with me and you say, I really want to know more about Brandon and I can't get enough of his life, especially when he's giving us more meetings.
What would it sound like if Brandon had a British accent? Like this, you guys.
And he wrote a hospital drama. Anyway. Big synopsis, 12 episodes, 12-hour shift in the ER. Each episode is 1 hour of the shift.
24.
Like,
Yeah.
That's great.
24-esque, yeah. But it's very good. Highly recommend it. Go check it out.
Okay. Is that, that's a 90210 spinoff, right? Or a Saved by the
like
Bell
the
spinoff?
Peach Pit?
Yeah.
Peach Pit is 90210, not Saved by the Bell. Pretty... Saved by the Bell, they went to the max.
Oh, that's, that's right. Peach Pit is 90210.
Yes, that's what I said.
Damn. I should know that because I'm Brandon.
You were right.
So many. It makes me so sad. So many of the 90210 people are dead.
Yeah.
So maybe that's Shannon why Doherty, they were in the hospital. Luke, and that's where the pit.
Luke Wilson. Owen Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Perry.
Uh-huh.
Let's not make fake news.
Brendan Fraser.
Apparently, it's I said his name wrong last time and it's Fraser.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry, Brendan. I know you're an avid
Sorry,
fan
Brendan.
Of the show.
Sorry, these are our edits and corrections segment.
I know, but I just corrected myself on that. I thought about that after I finished talking to Brandon. I was like, I said his name wrong. And I was mad at
myself.
We're
going to get so many handwritten letters sent to us.
Travis, I want to ask a question to you, and it's really important to me to know the answer to this question, which is you've listened to the podcast just with Chelsea.
Allegedly. Yes.
And tell me how much better she is than
me. Good Lord. I hate this question so much. Stop.
Tell me
how much better she is than
gonna
me.
Say, like,
how much
I'm going to mute you.
I'm pretty
me.
Sure Brandon wants me to back off of this podcast.
I'm going to mute you.
He's
I want his answer.
Slowly silencing me. You can't see his hand is squeezing my knee really hard underneath the table.
Both of my hands are on the video. Oh.
It must be your toes. Your toes are squeezing my thighs so hard.
Prehensile toes.
Shut up and let Travis speak.
My foreskin is like, shut
your
up.
Your foreskin. Good grief. My drink is empty. Should we pause?
No, we can't. We can't. Not until the break.
The perfectly the break was timed, timed so perfectly no way, last time, by the way.
It wasn't it great?
It was
good.
Super sweet. It was mwah.
You aren't the only two people who've told me that. Jeff said, hey, break.
Well done.
Nailed it. I think Ascara said that too. He's like, break. Nailed it.
He said
because
that.
It's
good
so rare that it actually goes where it's supposed to.
Yeah, I can't. You know. Red Circle does what it... Oh, damn it, I fucked it up. I don't want to say
You wanted to say Red Tube that time?
I did. This is why it sucks to have such a name that's close. Anyway.
No, what I will say is you two, you live together. You share your lives together. Yeah,
tell me about it.
And so the conversations that you two can have on the podcast about things that are going on in your lives, the things that are happening, very relatable, very enjoyable. And then Brandon and I get on here and we're like, did you play the new Nintendo PlayStation
Whatever. We
game?
Turn on the podcast and I'm like, we're done, right? Done talking to you for the day? Okay, stop talking to me.
Look, I don't have to schedule a time to talk to you every week.
Dexter's like, I can hear you guys being happy with each other in the other room and it's really weird. Why are you guys talking so happily at each other?
Dexter's weirded out because we are like... Because we're performing, right? We're like
I'm always like this, you son of a bitch.
We're performative mode, and I'm touching my nips.
Stipe.
And I'm like, oh, we're having fun. This is great. And he's like, Mom and Dad never talk like that when I'm around.
He's like, this is my favorite time of day.
I must be the problem.
That's what we tell him. Yeah. That's what we'll tell his therapist too.
Like he's told us on more than one occasion, you guys should get a divorce because I'm clearly.
But keep the podcast. That thing is fire. He says.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
lit with Riz.
And he does that like weird like finger snap
giving
thing.
What?
That was that like, Ali G thing yeah, that he does with his like where he smacks booyakasha. His finger against his other finger. Yeah. I don't know. It always hurts my
wrist.
He
does it all the time. Maybe he's dipping. Maybe he's dipping. He's doing.
Good grief.
Is he using Zins or whatever those things?
Oh no. Oh, maybe he got them from Brett, my brother.
Do you mean Zima?
No, Zima. Yeah,
that's what I meant. I meant Zima. The clear malt beverage from the 90s.
Where did that go?
Is he Brandon, rolling around with his middle school that? Friends?
I've got
maybe a you could put Zimas your gummy bear lot. Vodka on the back burner and make some Zima.
I've got a bunker full of Zima.
Ooh.
Buried in the backyard. It's like, you know.
It's labeled investment opportunity for some reason. I don't know why.
What are you saving it for? Saturday? Come on, break it out.
Is that
St. Patrick's Day?
There you go. So we're just changing all S's to Z's today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Way to kill it, Brent.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, when we come back,
we'll have more drinks.
We'll have more drinks.
Something, something, music, something. Whatever it is, Travis says that when you say it, you have to drink, you'll drink. What is it?
Oh.
Original sound for musicians.
Yeah. Sound for musicians.
On.
Oh my God, Brandon's right, stomach guys. Is growling so loud.
If you're having
right
fun,
now.
Just wait, because when we come back, there's even more on Apathetic Enthusiasm. Stick around.
Even more fun after this. Huh?
Wow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
And then we're back.
Man. I feel rested. I feel recharged.
Yeah.
If you I needed that
get,
break.
We need to get a drink.
But is there more?
There is. Not. You have to make your own drink.
Ugh, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, it's true. Go get some wine. Go get that Porto's.
Craft cocktails, huh? What kind of drink are you making?
He made me a delicious Bailey's martini.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Wow,
festive.
Yeah. Let's talk about the alcohol we don't like. Like super, super sweet. Cloying
the port wine.
Yeah. I last night. So Chelsea.
Isopropyl.
It's
if
too
you mix
sweet.
It with vodka, it's fine. It's fine.
Mix it with like cut it with some hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, you stomp on it. That's cocaine.
Really takes the edge off.
Chelsea had a staycation this last weekend. She bought a bunch of wine. She had like a cheese plate thing.
I had ChatGPT curate a wine tasting night for me and my girlfriend Celine, and so it.
Oh,
gave
but
us,
I don't know anything about modern technology.
Well, I just like asked the fake man in my life to tell me what to do. So
and then I told her ask ChatGPT.
No, you did not. You don't like that I call it a
it?
He.
No, because fake man.
Oh, you're a fake man. A I get it now. You're right. I did not come along on that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking about ChatGPT.
Yeah, yes and.
Wine. So it gave us And America, well, you ended on America, but it was like France, Italian, Spain, France, Italy, Spain, and then America, wine and cheese and meat pairings. And it was delicious.
It sounds really good.
And we decided that we liked the Spain and France one the best.
So the Porto, the port.
It's just port wine.
Yeah,
yes.
The tawny port.
It was the most expensive bottle I bought, by the way. It was $45 that bottle.
Does Celine really like port? I feel like
she had never had it either.
Okay.
But the thing was that we paired it with blue cheese, which is intense.
Oh, super salty, super sweet.
And then sometimes you can pour a little honey on the blue cheese, or you mix a dark, very, very dark chocolate, which I used the chocolate that you bought me. That's 72% cacao. and paired it with that port wine.
Classic Cars reference. Cacao.
Cacao. Oh my God. That took me a second.
Sounds like luxuriating or something.
It was. We put face masks on and then took pictures of ourselves with a cigarette hanging out of our mouth. We couldn't move our faces because there was face masks on. So all of our pictures look like we're pissed off in every single one.
Brandon, get a copy of that picture for the thumbnail for this week's episode.
I have them. She sent them to me. They look ridiculous.
Okay.
But we had a good time.
That's good. That's good.
But it was not a completely stress-free weekend because I had so much homework to do. So the staycation was kind of like at the wrong time.
That's where chat GPT comes in again.
Well, check this out, Travis. Chelsea asked me, hey, do you have something planned for this episode? You're damn right. I have something planned for this episode because one of Chelsea's
I'm not going to give my speech right now.
Chelsea's bits of homework is a speech that she's supposed to give.
Nope, time to refill my beverage.
For college. And what I want to do is I'm going to present the speech for her.
Please do.
As she walks away. Basically, here's
what the topic. Hit it.
And that was the last time Chelsea was ever seen on the podcast.
All right, so now it's just you and me, Travis. Now we can speak honestly.
Can we talk about some video games finally? Like,
yeah.
What the heck, man?
Hurry up with your Lorcan a minute.
Oh, shoot. New set, Arcadia's Island, just dropped last week. I have a small group of folks that we're playtesting with. Most expensive legendary card to come out so far. It's like $65 for a Tomatillo card. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they hit retail stores on Friday.
Damn.
Go get them.
Damn. And that's your Lorcan a minute. It's going to take a little bit longer than that for Chelsea to make a drink. Yeah,
I'm still playing so much. It's so much of what I do with my free time is just playing Lorcan.
What I want to say. So Chelsea what is stressing out about homework, right? She's doing a speech. I was testing the waters there to see if she actually would do it. And she'd be like, okay, I'm going to jump in there. But this is what it's about, right? Like she is starting to do, she's in a speech class. And so she's doing a bunch of speeches and you can see my hand on the camera. You can't see Travis, but, the viewer can. And so it's about the what she wants to do a speech on is an informative speech about how horror movies over the decades have, been like a mirror to like social change, right? Like, so as the years go by, different types of movies reflect the social atmosphere of those days. So like Atomic War, you got Godzilla, you got large monsters, you got ants, you've got all these other things. You have racism, you have Jameson, a bottle of Jameson, atomic bottle of Jameson.
Very capable of becoming a horror movie, if not used carefully.
And so it's all about that. And AI. So she's in college. She's with a bunch of younger college kids who they may not know about Godzilla. They may not know about Exorcist. They may not know about some of these things, but they might know about the 2023 film Megan, which is all about AI.
I mentioned her dance moves in my speech.
I think it's super cool, and I put her on the spot here, but I think it's a I personally love that kind of topic about social change and movies, about how they reflect each other.
I love the topic. I just don't want to have to memorize the speech.
But you know what the speech is about. So you don't have to necessarily memorize every single word. Like it's a manuscript.
Well, I have to enough for it to be 5 minutes long with not a bunch of ums and ers.
That's my question for you, Chelsea, is when you approach like a speech like that, do you think of it like a role with like a script where you have to like memorize your lines? Or do you think of it more in the terms of like knowledge on the topic, understanding the outline, understanding the facts? And then you kind of like.
I try to do both because like, I have to do an outline and then I write the speech as I'm writing a paper. And then when I go through and read the speech out loud, I change it so that it sounds like how I would say it naturally to try and help. But there are definitely transition sentences and certain details that I need to memorize what order they're in and the wording of it. That's nice and pretty. But that's why it's about movies, because I can speak on that a little bit easier than a lot of other topics, any other topic, let's sure. be honest. My next one is a persuasive speech that has to be 7 minutes long. And I'm thinking of going with, why Hollywood needs to stop pouring so much money into reboots and remakes and just, more creative, original content.
Don't forget Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the live action remake coming to theaters.
I won't forget. I'm gonna put that in there. I'm gonna have to look at some stats.
You know, in LA, they put billboards of like all the big movies all over the place. If you drive down the 405, just billboards and billboards of what's coming up. There,
California.
The Snow White.
Take the 405.
Is it the Sleeping Beauty or Seven Dwarfs?
It's Snow White and
the Seven Dwarfs. Hello.
I'm sorry. The reason I don't know that is because there are like three billboards and they're in the middle of nowhere, as if Disney is like trying to shut them down.
I'm so confused what you're talking about. So, do they say Sleeping Beauty on them and that's why you're confused?
It's the advertisement for the new Snow White movie, mm-hmm. but they're like in like Lawndale in the middle of, like, not saying Lawndale.
Where's Lawndale?
Okay, exactly. Perfect point.
Exactly.
You got to take the five,
though.
It's not
a place
though.
Where people that go to movies live. That's for sure.
Those people don't have TVs, so they have to look at billboards. Like, look at that still picture. It's beautiful.
Like the smaller freeways, like the 10 or the 60, in like when you're getting in the industrial area, they're like, oh, hey, there's another Disney billboard for Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
But not
on the 405 near LAX, where all the, like, there's a Minecraft advertisement.
That movie
did
looks
you
terrible.
Just go to Huntington Beach on Friday?
I did.
Oh, okay. That's why you're all up on what billboards are between
and
here.
And I went to Silverado, California for Lucky Punk's punk festival.
Okay, I don't know any of the words you just said. But one of the options was how Disney is ruining the cinema. That was one of the options that ChatGPT gave me for a persuasive argument. And I thought,
ChatGPT knows better than to present that topic to me.
I know. And then that's shut awesome. Down. It was like, I'm going dark. This is my tribute to Love is Blind. If anybody watches that, they got a big gold cup. I got a big gold goblet of wine.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever presented a speech the same way that I've written it ever in the history of my life. I will practice like over and over and over again. And I think that practice is generally just for me, for the benefit of when I'm actually giving the speech, for me to remember stuff that I talked about all those times I was practicing. So okay, that I can be like,
so you practice.
Yeah, I'm about here. Let's use that line I used that one time when I was practicing.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I waited until the last minute. So I have only just finished writing it today. So I started practicing.
And when's it due? When do you have to present it?
Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, no problem.
But I'm drinking now, so I'm done for the day.
So she won't remember it. But
super loose.
So it will be 5 minutes, but they'll only say three things. Yeah. Because I'm just like, and then I hate Gladiator. And then I run out of the room.
same with you, Travis. What I end up doing is I have my speech. I write the speech down, the entire thing, or like what I want to say. And then I try to, as I'm like repeating it over and over again, trying to remember it. And then I see what the natural transitions are in what I'm saying. And I'm like, I don't remember this line, but I do remember this point. And I know that if I get lost, I can always go back to this point and move on from there.
I have not been doing that. I was doing my hair and I was learning it line by line, saying one line 17 times, then saying the next line 17 times, then saying the first line and the second line 17 times, then say the third line 17 times, then say the second and third line 17 times, then say the first and second and third line. I'm trying it that way. So I'm not very far in it.
Why 17? What is the?
I just made up that number. I don't know how many times I said.
Sure, but what is the significance there?
I like that's a prime number.
Huh.
And it's a comedic number. 17.
I laughed, yeah. So seven, I can't argue.
Any number with a 7 in it is kind of funny. Admit it.
27.
See? Oh my God, that made me laugh 7,000 times.
Oh, you said 7. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, good luck on the speech.
Thanks.
I'm sure it'll be great.
I wish I were going to go first. I kind of black out
every time
I
give speeches.
You black out, you said?
A little, like, not for real.
Drink
but
first, you're saying. Got it.
There's a point where I just kind of trust the process and trust that I've practiced it enough times.
You guys are so much better at school than I am. That's why I'm just now doing it at 42.
He didn't go to school for speech, though. He was a graphic designer. They didn't have to talk at all. They're like, if you talk as a graphic designer, you fucked up.
Do you hate talking? Take this graphic design class.
Nobody wants to hear from you. Graphic design isn't a form of visual communication. I will say, in terms of school now, like, high school sucks. I am actively completing schoolwork for my child who
tell us
is
about that.
Yeah, so they basically made all of her classes online for the semester so that she could complete school on her own time. The issue with that is she's been hospitalized for basically 2/3 of the semester and has not been willing or able to do schoolwork for a better part of that. So her counselors straight up said, I don't care how you guys get it done. Wink, wink. Just get the schoolwork done. So of her 6 classes, Sheena is doing 3 of them, and I am doing 3 of them. Thankfully, 2 of them are electives on, like, computers, like computer classes.
So Sheena's so doing
I just, no, like, but you've got math, am I right?
I have algebra 2.
Woo-wee.
And
so fun.
That is probably the highest level of math that I ever did in my algebra. Life. And that was over 20 years ago. So
are you asking ChatGPT?
Absolutely. ChatGPT and Google Math Solver are getting me through this class. Yes. You can plug in an entire equation into Google and it will give you all of the steps to solve it and the answer.
Nice.
And yeah, that is the only way we are getting through this right now. She is doing English, history, and another one. God, I think it's a math.
That's a lot
class,
of boring class. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want the English one, Travis.
No, both no, you.
Not my gift.
Both you guys are pretty good at the BS.
Yeah.
BS,
but,
a nice flowery little
paper. I don't know if you've ever seen Travis try to write a sentence without spelling errors.
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
spell
no,
check
no, no.
is for.
Yeah,
no,
I am dependent
like,
on spell check.
Allie, you spelled your name wrong on this paper.
No, if he had to use spell check, it would take like 3 times the amount of time.
So mean. This is why people don't go back to school, Brandon. You made them feel
Brandon.
Bad.
I'm sorry. We know what our strengths are, Travis.
Yeah, Brandon's terrible at lots of things. Let's start naming them. Ready? Brandon, remember,
sex.
You said you would take a backseat. You heard it here. You
That's
asked for it.
That's what I was going to say.
Yikes. Yeah.
Well, we all know I have issues with spelling and I have bad posture.
I didn't know
like
you had issues with spelling, so I'm learning about you, Travis. Now we have 2 things to talk about. Brandon and your bad spelling.
Mm-hmm.
So bad. I'm thankful we live in an age where we can carry computers around in our pockets.
Same.
And I can do speech to text.
Travis, what are your thoughts on cursive? teach or not teach?
Dying art.
So, but an art nonetheless.
But teach it or don't. That wasn't, I didn't ask you to classify it. I'm just, what do you think? What do you think of it?
Yeah, you could teach it. All right. But I don't think it needs to be like a mandatory thing that kids know how to use.
Okay.
It's not anymore, right? They don't teach it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, but I know a lot of people over 60 who have beautiful cursive.
Yeah. I was never one of them. But I'm also over 60.
But they can't send a text to save their lives.
That's no. True. Yeah, different set of skills.
My mom's still like, I love you, ..
Hey, that's, I type that to you.
My mom just writes L-U. That means love you.
I didn't know that.
She doesn't have time. She got three kids. I don't got the time for this to tell everybody I love you. L-U. Period.
I was trying to write luck and I got distracted.
Or she says just saying a lot, but she'll just write JS. JS. Just saying.
I mean,
she's all about efficiency. Efficiency.
Shorthand.
She works for Doge. Let's go.
Here's the problem. If we don't teach cursive, people aren't going to know how to read cursive, and then people are going to try to just like act like they don't know how to read the Constitution.
And that's why we can have
that happening.
Maybe all this, and that's why people can't read hieroglyphics, because they stopped teaching hieroglyphics, cuneiforms. Yes.
Which is why I propose we start teaching hieroglyphics again.
Mm-hmm. Start over, elementary burn it level. Down and start over.
Kindergarten Rosetta Stone. Let's do this.
Rosetta Pebble for the kindergartner.
The actual Rosetta Stone.
I wanted to take Rosetta Stone so bad, and when Brandon was in the military, it was cheaper. But I want to learn another language, guys.
Yeah.
Duolingo.
I don't trust it. I've heard that they're really mean to you.
Yeah, because there's only two of them.
I heard they kind of hound you. Duo. Yeah. I get Duo. It. Yeah. Wait, so do clever. They only teach Spanish?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
there was a moment.
They teach English, too.
Where I thought that I was crazy. I mean, nope. I am. I want to
learn. No, they just like give you peer pressure because you have to like maintain your streaks.
Yeah, I get the thing already for like quitting smoking. Like, have you smoked today? And I'm like, yes, buddy, stop asking me. So I don't want some. It just makes me not want to do it if someone's asking me if I've finished it yet.
To be clear, not stop smoking, but not do the quit smoking app.
Yeah, I need to cancel that quit smoking app. It keeps messaging me and it thinks I haven't smoked for a year because I don't know how to delete it.
Congratulations, know, Chelsea. You like, haven't smoked in 20 years.
It's so proud of me and I feel terrible. Oh, no.
It's just a passive aggressive iPhone app.
I have a hard time breaking up. I don't want to let it down.
I know. I'm like, this is the only thing that believes in me right here. He told me. Get it. Kickit.gov. That's what it's called.
.gov.
Kickit.gov.
That app isn't even going to be supported anymore.
Yeah.
It's not efficient.
Doge.
Travis, have you watched any of the new Daredevil?
Yes, I'm fully caught up, sir.
Really? The new episode drops tomorrow, episode 4. What do you think so far?
I really like it. I think it is a bit of a slow burn, which is totally fine with me. I like the parts of the show that they are taking time to develop that are separate from a superhero vigilante, you know, Daredevil side of it.
Like
but
what do you mean?
I just the fact that, like, I mean, the last episode was really more of a Matt Murdock courtroom drama type like focus. Yes, it still deals with a Marvel universe where there are superheroes, and we learn that the defendant and his client is another one of these vigilantes,
so-called
tigers.
So-called vigilantes.
Allegedly. Oh, sorry, spoilers. The four of you that watch this show know. Spoilers.
It's true. It's true. You all watch this, and you'll talk to me tomorrow about what I got wrong.
But yeah, and so I think it's really interesting. I really loved the way the second episode ended. I just, I think that the directing and the acting is really, really great. I've just, I'm enjoying it.
I love that crybaby's not in it as much.
Oh, yeah. Deborah Ann Woll.
Okay, Karen Page or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Froggy, you're glad he was killed.
No, spoiler.
Wait, isn't his name Foggy?
Foggy.
Yeah. Froggy.
Wow.
No, Karen Page.
He tries to cross the street, and you got to get the power ups.
Wow. He's eaten by a semi.
Yeah, you don't like Karen Page, but
I don't.
What is?
Sorry, Karen. I'm sure you're nice.
Deborah Ann Woll.
Like and subscribe, Karen.
What do you think? What do you think, Karen? That's the name of the character. What do you think of the show, Chelsea? So far,
yeah. Same ditto. Travis said it.
Okay. Cool.
Retweet.
I mean,
it's dark
guy.
This season. I feel like they hit it so hard the first season because they weren't sure if they were going to have a second season. That's what it feels like. I don't know if that's true or not. But it feels like they really went for it with the first season. And they're like, you should do it again. They're like, oh, crap. What would she do? Should Kingpin lose weight? Yeah, let's put him on a diet. A little weird. That's why it's such a slow burn, I think, is because they have to now draw it out. They've probably been signed on for two more.
Yeah, there is a second season coming out. This is actually what is two season and Punisher today. It's fine.
I like the intro. It sounds like Westworld music.
I usually hit skip.
And you gotta listen to it. The music is beautiful, and like Blind Justice, everything's all rocks and it all crumbles down, and then all the pieces come back like Terminator 2.
Yeah,
and they reform the Daredevil. It's pretty cool.
I did like it. I watched it the first episode that I watched it. And then you don't have to watch more than 30 seconds.
Here's what I want to say, Travis and Chelsea. And Chelsea.
That's the story of our life right there, Travis.
Here's what I want to say, Travis.
Oh, and Chelsea. And Chelsea. I already told Travis this, but guess what? I love you.
What I love about
that's most of what Brandon's been saying to me lately. Just if I have the receipts.
Go I love check you, Travis. Go check our and message. Chelsea.
It's true. I did say I love you, man.
We do love you, Travis.
Good.
Okay. I just want to talk about Daredevil.
Sorry, I got angry.
I don't want to talk about Travis. I want to talk about Daredevil.
Do it then.
Okay.
You big puss.
What I love about Daredevil is he's nothing like you, Travis.
Oh, no.
No. He's not. He's
still,
right?
He's still Christian and vigilante.
No, he kills people, not like you. What I really, really like about the show, this last episode, episode 3, is the whole thing with Daredevil and his Matt Murdock that I didn't really catch with any of the Netflix series was his courtroom drama, right? I think we saw in the Spider-Man Never Going Home or whatever it is.
No Way Home.
Yeah, we're defending Spider-Man, right? Matt Murdock.
But that was more of a cameo. That was never really
They did it a lot in She-Hulk.
True.
An attorney.
But he is an attorney for superheroes and supervillains. Like that is what his thing is.
Oh.
And he wins. And so the third episode, spoilers, everybody.
Well, turn it off.
It makes you feel like he's on the cusp of losing. But the entire time I was thinking, if he loses this, that kind of makes his
you were gonna write an angry letter
that makes him look bad, right? Like his whole thing is that he does win the cases for the superheroes and the vigilantes and the villains.
Here's my thought. I thought we were on episode 6, so what does that say about how I feel about Daredevil? I'm like, episode 3, we've only watched 3 episodes.
Daredevil did not get molested. These are different shows, Chelsea.
Sorry. Some of you have got White Lotus going on. I got It's Always Sunny. I got Daredevil. I can't keep up.
Wait, they're in Brooklyn and it's 9-9?
I'm watching every depressing foreign movie ever made. It's international movie ever made. Got a lot of TV and movie stuff going on, but it does feel like we've watched more than 3 episodes of Daredevil.
I didn't know Steve Carell was in Daredevil and he's the manager.
That's The Office. Brandon doesn't know anything.
The Daredevil Office.
How do you feel about the season of White Lotus? Does it hold up to the
It's still very good. I'm still hooked. I didn't think I was going to be, but Arnold Schwarzenegger's son is in it. So it's so bizarre watching him because you're like, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but why does it look so much like him? Like if AI did a version of him.
How bizarre.
Da-na-na.
How bizarre.
Da-na-na. How bizarre. Yeah. Was. And then there are these three middle-aged white woman friends that I don't know who wrote their dialogue, but that person deserves an award because they are having every conversation that I've ever had with another middle-aged white woman. And it's amazing. And also makes me feel really awful and embarrassed, but it's dead on.
Okay. All right.
But well, Jennifer Coolidge isn't in it, you know. Well, so I don't know if you kept up, but spoilers coming up. She died last season. So that was a bummer.
I've always wondered what the lyrics to How Bizarre
Destination
mean.
Nolan. That's all I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it goes into like Ringmaster steps out and says the elephants left town. People jump and jive and the clowns have stuck around.
Would you say that the lyrics are bizarre?
Jumped into the Chevy, headed for the big lights. Want to know the rest?
By the rights.
By the rights.
Yeah. Love it. That's a bop.
Yeah.
Like the kids used to say 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that long
ago. So check out White Lotus.
Yeah. Leslie Bibb is in it. And she's married to Sam Rockwell. And he was in the last episode. So cute little.
Oh my God. He's so hot.
But he didn't. He wasn't in a scene with her.
He dances.
He was
so well.
Just in a scene with Walton Goggins. And then Leslie Bibb is in a different scene.
Which is a tie-in to Righteous Gemstones.
I believe that those are real people.
Walton Goggins is in
Fallout.
Thank you.
He's the
David
Goggins. The ghoul.
No, Walton. It's Walton.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you thinking Walton?
He has
Brooks?
No nose.
Travis.
He has no nose in Fallout, indeed.
In White Lotus.
Why Lotus, he has no hair. He's like got like, but his hair starts back here. His hair starts where your headphones
Careful.
Are. His Careful. Isn't as sleek and modern as yours is. His is like trying to hold on to his 60s or something.
There was not a new SNL this week. So they replayed the episode that I think Chris Rock hosted.
Which one?
And there was a bit during Weekend Update where a guy comes out as a bald man and he's defending the rights of bald men and that we can't joke about being bald anymore because it's discrimination.
Who's the person who comes out and says that?
You want me to name a current cast member on SNL?
Yeah,
how dare you?
Just go for it. Just throw a name out.
Beck Bennett.
How close you get?
Will Ferrell.
I'll tell you who it wasn't.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
It wasn't Bowen Yang.
Billy Crystal.
It wasn't Bowen Yang.
It wasn't.
Although it does seem like something that he would do.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of like the new cast members?
Gilda Radner.
It was not Gilda Radner.
I don't know a lot of the new cast members.
It was not Mikey Day. It was not Sarah Sherman.
But I could see her doing that as well. Brandon has the biggest crush on Sarah Sherman. I know you guys have talked about her before. He is a little bit in love with her.
I like the weird ones.
Yeah, but
she's great on the show.
She's way
Andrew
weirder than
Desmukes.
I am.
That's
Boots?
The guy that played the bald guy. Andrew Desmukes.
Oh, Desmukes.
Oh,
he's a weird
like
one.
He's like a cute. He looks like he's like 16 years old. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that's not Chloe Fineman.
Right.
That one.
Yeah.
He looks 12. I said 16 and I overshot.
No, but you know, that means he's almost legal in some states.
What? At Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Well, yeah.
Topical.
Oh my God.
Bringing it back.
Release the flight logs.
Hey, Travis, did you listen last week when we got dark about Fred Savage?
Oh,
while you're talking about
last week
the
or the week before?
Or the wizard?
Yeah, when we talked about him choking a lady up against the wall with a power glove.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of that episode.
You know what I'm what I'm nervous about, Chelsea, is Fred Savage directed some episodes
of It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny, yeah. Yeah,
I know.
But I also want to get to the episodes where our friend from Rick and Morty was
one?
The producer.
Brian. That's the only person I know from Rick and Morty.
No.
Who?
No, Brian.
Brian.
No, not Brian Jordan.
Andy. Andrew.
Oh, shit. Don't listen to this.
Google it. While you Google it, this is from Mike Ascara.
But he's the current exec. He's the current producer of Rick and
Morty. Yeah, showrunner. Current showrunner.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I drink my drink from Mike Ascara.
Get it?
His name should be on the back of this.
Travis is looking at a box.
Oh. I think
physical media is not dead.
I think it's Andy or Andrew something. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he did the music.
Oh,
no.
Man, this tells you how long it's been since the Rick and Morty episode.
It's true.
Out.
I'm like, I go to the Rick and Morty Instagram.
Are they still
going to
make some Rick and Mortys?
They are. The new season comes out this year, probably.
Oh, later. I'm not in on that. Yep. That's all you, Trav boy. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have an actual panel with people from the show this year. At
Fingers crossed. Oh, okay. This is the last thing I want to talk about, which is, my hand goes hard. The last thing I want to talk
about is ColectorCon.
Was it collector? I never said the right.
Actually,
name.
Two things. One, Chelsea's parents went to the Jacksonville
ColectorCon. Yeah,
and they had a good time. They met a lot of people, and her dad is probably sick.
He got with sick the flu. Already. Like by yesterday, he has a cold. That's it. The end.
And then at the end of the month, we're going to, well, two more things. Chelsea and I are going to see Squirrel Nut Zippers. So,
yes, next weekend or this coming weekend.
That's right. So if you're a fan of 90s kind of swing, but for like a New Orleans flavor.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not swing per se. But
it'll be the second time we've seen them. I'm stoked
I'm
for that.
I'm excited because the boy's not coming. And you know, he gets bored at concerts like 3 minutes in.
Yeah,
he's like, why are we standing up so close to the band? These are bad seats.
I'm tired.
What? You don't understand
Mommy,
what it's like.
I want
like
McDonald's.
I want to go back into the womb.
The womb? No.
Get out. And then finally, WonderCon at the end of the month. We're going to be there.
We're going to miss you, Travis.
Travis has never been in that one.
I don't care. Whenever I'm at a con, I miss Travis because he could be there with you instead.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah. And I could be off looking
at all
the cute
tchotchkes.
I'm
really hoping my schedule is clear for SDCC this year.
If not, we'll bring it to you, buddy. We'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
Bring it to me. Yeah.
I will.
It should be fine. It should be able to do it.
The end of July, yes, which is my birthday. Sorry. I had a moment.
It's my birthday, goddammit.
It's going to be
pay attention to me.
It's going to be about the 43rd anniversary of my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. You and Scott Martyr.
There you go.
Who's
there it
that?
Is. The producer of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and then the current producer of Rick and Morty.
Okay. Scott Martyr.
Who we interviewed. And I apologize, Scott.
He doesn't listen.
We did interview him and then he didn't show up to the second time we were supposed to interview him.
Because you forgot his name the first time.
No, the second time.
No, he just bailed.
Now we're even, Scott.
No.
Yeah.
Don't you
and
burn
instead
that
we had to listen to, what's his name?
Brian.
Levy?
Yeah, Steve Levy.
Steve Levy, yeah.
We had like 5 minutes with three voice actors and Steve Levy. And he spent 4 minutes answering a throwaway question.
Yeah, because he wanted to talk about Justin Roiland. Oh, like we asked, we wanted to get past the Justin Roiland and talk about actual stuff. And he's like, "Let me address that stuff." Like, no.
Just, that's standard. He has
to. It was a segue.
But last WonderCon, you interviewed the Smiling Friends guys.
That's right. Yes.
So maybe we can again. They were so fun.
Ooh, I should reach out. Oh.
Yeah, we did just get an email today from Adult Swim PR, but it was just like a presser email for a new series coming out.
Oh,
they're screeners.
I have a weird
roundabout friend of a friend of a friend connection with a producer over at Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. And so she's always so gracious to give us some invites to interviews and parties and things like that. So I hope that she remembers who I am.
Yeah,
she does. She does.
Specifically during San Diego Comic Con, because we haven't gotten into any parties since we've been there.
That's true. It's true. They're all hanging out and they're like, "Oh, we'll hang out with you next time.
We didn't see you there." We're like, "You didn't invite us, jerk."
Yeah.
You gotta start now.
You got hit by the Morty car. That's cool.
What? Did you get hit by the Morty car?
No, but I did see it on the last day. All right.
Oh.
Class action lawsuit.
This isn't interesting to anyone but the three of us.
I think best episode.
Yeah, agree. Any episode without Travis is a Travis-less episode.
Yeah.
It's a travesty.
It's a Chelsea.
Yeah, don't get Chelsea. Ugh, I was going to make a jealousy joke and then turn it to Chelsea, but it didn't go. Sorry. Yeah. Edit. Cut. Pew, pew, pew. Right. Back up.
Well, Travis, thanks, everybody. Travis, thank you for watching.
Lead us out. Like, what are your final thoughts?
I hate when Brandon asks.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
Fuck.
Your vote matters.
Mm-hmm.
Give one. And, help control the pet population.
Oh.
Spay and neuter your pets. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Barker.
Bark!
Is it weird that
Bob Barker, like, his last name is Barker, and he's like, oh, spay and neuter your pets.
Hand out of my cam view.
Like, it's good. Spay it. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening or watching. If you're new here, like, subscribe, do all the things. Leave a review if you're new. Let us know what you think. Let us know which combination of hosts you think is the best and why it's me and Chelsea.
Travis. It's Travis and Brandon, obviously. Chelsea don't know Jack.
We'll be here next week. Some combination of the three of us. I think Chelsea and one other person that's not me or Brandon is going to do the next episode.
And the lead singer of Squirrel Nut Zippers. Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Do you want Chelsea to say a few extra words before we leave?
Fucking hell.
Yeah. If you could just give us like a quick 5-minute speech on.
Here's how my speech starts. I love horror movies. And here's how it ends. Blood and gore. Those are literally the first and last words.
You fill in the blanks, everybody.
Bam.
We're going to go run now and record the first post show that we've done in 3 to 6 months. So if you're a patron, look forward to that. Otherwise, join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/apathicenthusiasm. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Okay, bye, everybody. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Where it comes out for musicians.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.